Today we are going to focus on what is also seemingly a very small nekuda, but this is a small window into a great chidush, a great novel change about the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi, which incorporates and encapsulates the entire chidush of what Bayis Shlishi is all about. When you hear it the first time, it's just a fact. And you say you could almost go by it and not realize the immense chidush shebedover and what it represents. And if we have to boil it down to one fact, the fact is that Barzel, iron, will be used in part of the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi. That is a fact, something that's not in Bayis Shlishi and Bayis Sheni, but large quantities of iron are going to be used in the Bayis Shlishi. Okay, so a lot of people say it's the fact of the day. I got it. Move on. Now we have to explain. I want you to understand the Chidush Shebedover and what it represents about the general Hashkofa of the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi. We mentioned in previous Shiurim that as the Kedusha gets more permeated into the world, we see that the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishkan, the Mokim that the Eibishter rests, gets more permanent. It starts off in a Mishkan, which just has products made of chai animals and soimeach. Slowly the Beis Hamikdash, it got doimeim, it got into stone. But there was one level that it did not reach. The level is dangerous. Stone is not good and it's not bad. Barzel, by all senses, is a bad material. That's why we know that we don't use Barzel for the Mizbeach. Rashi brings down, because Barzel's Mikatzer Yom of Shal Adam, swords, arrows, all these tools of war are made out of Barzel. Barzel represents the material of Klipa, represents the material of destruction, the material of Hepech HaChayim, that's represented by Barzel. Not just Begashmias, also Beruchnias. If there's one thing which is the antithesis to anything Ruchni, Ruchni is Bittul and Klipa is Gaiva. If you have to really boil down to one Ekuda, Bittul is Kedusha, holiness, matzah, Klipa is Chometz, Gaiva. Barzel represents Gaiva. How does Barzel represent Gaiva, Klipa? Think about it a second. Yaakov Avinu had four wives, Rachel, Leah, Bilhah, and Zilpah. If you have to speak practical and open, Rachel and Leah were the main wives. They were the ones that Yaakov Avinu wanted to marry. Rachel first and Leah. Bilhah and Zilpah were the maidservants of Rachel and Leah. And because that they wanted to have more children, so they became part of the four imohes, the four wives of Yaakov Avinu. If you went in the world of Bittul, so you would never mention the shivchois before the masters. You would never mention Zilpah and Bilhah before Rachel and Leah, because they're the main ones, and these were the, so to speak, the servants to their mistresses. But then you have the word Barzel. Barzel is Rosh Tevis, Bilhah Rachel, Zilpah Leah. And so in Kabbalah it explains that Barzel represents Gaiva. In the world of Barzel, the Shivchois come before their masters. You have Bilhah before Rachel, Zilpah before Leah, and that should not be. So not only does Barzel Begashmias represent destruction, chaos, and death, also Beruchnias. You see that the word Barzel has a sort of a Gaiva association. And that's why, if there was one material which was mufrach, which was so to speak, in Chayden, excommunicated from Beis HaMikdash, from Kedusha, that was Barzal. And yet we find something extremely puzzling. There is a pasuk in Divrei HaYomim. Divrei HaYomim is like the, so to speak, the history of Klal Yisrael all coming together. In Divrei HaYomim Aleph, Perek Chav Tes, Pasuk Beis, it tells us about the materials that David HaMelech prepared for the Beis HaMikdash. We know that he laid the plans and he prepared, but Shlomo HaMelech actually built it. So gold, silver, copper, all these amazing things that David HaMelech prepared. But listen to what the pasuk says. Ubarzel and iron. Mea elef kikarim. 100,000 bricks of Barzel. This we know. David HaMelech stored away 100,000 kikar of Barzel. Pella Otsum, what's he doing with Barzel? It can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. They had a little iron, you know, on top of the Beis HaMikdash. They had a little railing that had some spikes and spokes so that the bird should not park the Kaliyoidev. So you had some Barzel around. But Mea Elef Kikarim, 100,000 bricks of Barzel material that you're not going to use. So all the Mefarshim are trying to figure out for generations, what in the world is David HaMelech preparing for? What's he setting aside so much Barzel for? And the Rebbe is Mechadish in the Sikha Vayichi Tov Shinun Beis Asar B'Tevis, that Barzel will be a big component in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. Why? Because this detail of information gives you a view into the whole chiddush of Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni were gevaldik levels of kedusha, but they were not able to be mahapich klipa completely. There still was a metzias of klipa, sholesh klipas atmeyas. There was still a level in the world of Barzel which remained outside the realm of Kedusha, which remained outside the Beis HaMikdash. It remained forbidden because it represented an element that could not be elevated, cannot be nisbarer, cannot be brought into the world and to the jurisdiction and to the reshus of Kedusha. Comes along Bayis Shlishi, when the level of Umola Oretz Deos Havaya, when the level of Leman Das Kol Amea Oretz, when the level of Gilui Alikus of Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi is going to be revealed, at that point, V'ro'o Kol Basar Yachtov, Ki Pi Hashem Diber, at that point, the entire world and creation and every aspect and detail of creation is going to realize Alikus, not just that they're going to realize that there is an Eibishter. They're all going to realize that they're a chelek of the Dira B'Tachtoinim. The Dira B'Tachtoinim is going to incorporate every detail and aspect of the creation. So therefore, there is no such thing that there could be a Metzias which is outside Kedusha. And how is this going to be reflected in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Eibishter's home? This idea of Umol Oretz Deyas Hashem V'ro Kol Basar Yachtov is going to be expressed and reflected in the fact that Barzel will now be a permitted object. Iron, which until now represented death and chutzpah and klippah, will now be joined into the world, into the Olam, into the Reshus of Kedusha. Barzel now becomes part of the Bayis LaHashem. This is the ultimate ishapcha. We're able to reach not just Adam, Chai, not just Chai, Tzimeach, not just Tzimeach, Doimim, not just Doimim, but also Barzel, Klipa, even levels which until now were out of the Reshus of Kedusha are now all, the whole world is in the Reshus of the Eibishter, Begolim.